Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now. Beat
Breakfast with Niall and Show. Good morning, and welcome to Wednesday's Beat Breakfast, midweek, hump day, whatever you want to call it.
Hi. Happy Wednesday, Feb 19th. Right smack bang in the middle. Well, actually nearly out the other side of Fab Feb. I have to say, lads, it's a wonderful feeling going home to your own bed, going home to your mammy and your daddy. It's a nice feeling.
Grow up.
Never. I will never grow up.
Do you still have childhood teddies on the bed?
There's a few teddies up behind the thing. But I will never lose that feeling of going home to my mum and dad and just feeling
like... Were you waited on hand and foot like the princess that you are?
Yeah, what was on the menu?
My mum will be like, are you going to mention this now tomorrow? Because Niall won't like this. Ooh. She said, Niall and I couldn't live in perfect harmony. And then she said, what about Killian? And I said, I think Killian would eat your food, but I think he would go off and
look for... Tell me what she served up for dinner.
She served a vegetarian chili with brown rice.
Is she vegetarian?
Yeah, she's vegetarian now. Yeah. So, it was beautiful. It was spicy and lovely and...
It's not a dinner without a bit of meat.
No, that's not what my mum says, because she's a vegetarian.
Vegetarian.
She's like Pam and Gavin and Stacey. Except for she's not hiding sausages. And then after dinner, like... I don't know if there's other houses like this out there. I suspect there are. But like my mum and dad's house is synonymous with two things in their cupboard. Digestive biscuits and Kit Kats.
I have been offered a Kit Kat on occasion in your parents' house.
And I think there's something comforting about knowing what treat you're going to get after dinner. I don't mind it. Do you know what I mean? I
said, you don't mind the predictability of it?
Nah, I said, Mom, bring me over an old Kit Kat, will you? She said, oh, I don't know how many are there. Now, Dad's in charge of Kit Kats. Mm. You're never going to run short. It was a little tin. I said, there's about 15 mini Kit Kats.
Well, he's up his game in here. Well, since the time.
Why, what did you get offered?
I didn't. I walked out with nothing. Remember that time we pit stopped in? Didn't even get a cup of tea.
You didn't even make it to the kitchen that day. It was a very quick visit,
well,
Killian.
Sorry, no, there was a reason why we didn't. We were there on official business.
I know. Didn't even get a cup of tea. Yeah.
Oh, you'll get the invite now. You can't say that. they'll make sure that you're invited. There'll be a plate out and everything. Anyway,
good morning to you. It's just after 7. We're here till 10 with you this morning. We've more chances to win some cash later. Start thinking about your hilarious jokes. It's Wednesday. Let's do this together.
Good morning.
Morning.
Happy Tuesday.
I'm very frightened. The show just snapped at me.
She did. Well, now look, you are going on about the new runners.
No, Niall, you were really nice and you were like, yeah, you couldn't do that. And you were just, I just said again during the song, I said, look at the shoes, they're lovely. Couldn't leave them behind. And the show went, just disappear his shoes, will you stop going on about them? I was like, whoa.
Well, I rarely snap.
She just snapped at me. It was quite scary.
Yeah, just be careful, everybody, today. If you come on as a caller, she's fiery. She's feisty. Feisty one, you are.
I would love to be feisty for a day. I would take that as a massive compliment, given that I'm way too soft for my own good.
Yeah, you're toughening up, though. You're toughening up.
Slightly, but also, can I just say, not only did, like, in the course of Rosé and Bruno Mars singing Apathy, I sorted out your laces. I tucked them under, like perfectly tucked under, and then you're still going. That was where the snap came from. You push me. All
right. Okay, be warned. Right, it's Tuesday. We are going to play a game of Beat the Intro, and we would like you to play along. It's Show versus Killian. It's a maximum of 10 points. Who's going first this morning is the question. Any preferences?
I'm actually really sorry. I feel bad now that I
said that. You're too soft. Get feisty, show. Feisty. I need you feisty till 10 o'clock this morning,
Killian.
Okay?
I can't do it. Killian,
it's my eyes, isn't it? Like, look at them. I know you can't see them on the radio, but I'm doing like puppy dog eyes. Okay,
take a topic for your...
Do you accept my apology?
Yeah.
What did you get?
Songs with When in the
Songs
title.
Songs with When in the title. There's a good one, isn't it?
Oh, I
took
know.
Took me ages to come up
is
with that.
Is that what, like, I'm going to love this because I know one of my favourite songs is going to be in it.
I bet it's not in it. But anyway, I don't know what the song
is. So dismissive.
Okay, songs with When in the title. It's 2 points per song. A point for the title and a point for the artist. And please play along. So if you're ready. Know. I think these are easy enough today.
I need to lock in because I've been shafted and I haven't been great
and snapped
the past. The past couple of weeks of Beat the Intro, I've really let myself down and I'm really disgusted with myself. So can I have complete silence during these songs, please?
Like that?
Let's go.
Here's song number one.
Oh.
Is that Code Line?
It is. It's always Code code line. What's it called?
Then
I was pain and I was missing. Is it just called Way Back When?
Ah, he got us.
Way Back When.
Show. Great song.
Sorry.
Very happy. So just letting you know.
Very recognisable, the little guitar.
Yeah.
There.
Okay, we move on to song number two. Songs of When in the title.
Oh, jeez.
You do know this.
Do I?
You'd know the accent. Anyway.
Oh, Billie Eilish, When the Party's Over.
Well
done.
I love that song.
Okay, you're on a roll. Four. Sorry, that was a bit
on a roll like butter.
4 points. So
you
far.
Like it? Okay then.
Yeah, wouldn't be my favourite.
Come on now, you'd want to just like pretend that you don't know what they are.
Okay, so
that
he could get 10 here. To be honest, yeah, could get 10 here. Okay. I'm looking at him. Okay, we got song number three.
Oh, Wake Me Up When September's End, Green Day.
Get that.
This is actually kind of boring.
at least fake it for a few seconds,
I mean.
And pretend
okay.
you don't know.
Well, I couldn't fake it. They're one of my favourite bands of all time.
Yeah, but fake some of it. Like
first album I bought on CD out of my own money was American Idiot back in 2004.
Where'd you get the money?
My mother.
Out of my own money that my
yeah,
mom
like,
gets
to give it to
my
me.
Own money. Yeah. Right. Song number four. This one's a bit older, so you might struggle. It's the
Fake
only old
it.
One on the list this morning. Here we go.
Oh, I love this.
I actually don't even know this. Lovely bass. Is that it?
Yeah, sure. So I'll give you one more time.
I'd have 1 point on the board anyway.
So you only know the title?
No, I know the artist.
Well, then you have 2 points.
Is it Mac? Oh no, I mean like one full round. Like,
is it McFly?
Oh Jesus.
No,
it's not McFly.
Can I say what it is?
Yeah,
well, actually, let me have a
well, you got it wrong.
I actually have no notion of this song.
Yeah. It's Bryan Adams and Mel C, and it's called When You're Gone.
Mel C and the Spice Girls.
Yeah. It's a weird collab, and the video was really cool. It was like a house, and it was like loads of different like levels to it, and they were chasing each other around the house.
It was like the fun house.
Not in like
house?
A sexy way. They were just chasing, because you wouldn't put Bryan Adams and Mel C together, but they were kind of chasing
Why?
Each other. I suspect there's a significant age gap between Bryan Adams and
Bryan Adams supposedly had a fling with Princess Diana back in the day.
See?
Is this Summer of 69 guy?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
everything yeah. I do.
If you get a chance to see him in concert, you'd like him, I think. He's a lot of big tunes.
Is he Run To You?
Run To You.
Oh, that
the
is
original DJ
to.
Sammy Heaven.
Is that
Adams.
Him?
Yeah. Killian, the guitar, like you should have a vinyl of Bryan Adams. Mm. Like you're missing a trick. Bryan Adams on guitar is like, mwah. I don't know much about guitar, but that man can play a string.
Okay, final song with When in the title. We're back to 2002, a top three hit. Let's have a listen. Here we go.
I love this. Love this. Love it. Another great video. Love it.
I know I present a throwback show.
Yeah,
you definitely play this a lot.
Tell me,
just
a movie star.
Oh yeah, she was in that one of those Netflix movies that I watched. Really bad ones.
Is it? I want to say it's Anne Marie. But it's not
Anne-Marie.
The one
Anne-Marie.
Who sings
2002,
one thing.
She was about one. Oh, Amory.
Amory. It's not her, is it?
No, same kind.
Oh, no,
of
no,
era.
Yeah, I know. There's a one of those artists.
Please.
When you have pain. Oh, I haven't seen
it.
I thought he was going to get it there.
When you look at me.
1 point.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
When you look at me, and who do I think? It's not Emery. Who else? Like, it's not Missy Elliott. It's one of those other, like.
I'm going to have to put a timer on you.
Oh, no. Give me two
that
more
was
seconds.
Really impressive the way he worked his way through that. I like
not Emery. Give me one of those other. Can
I can't give it to you.
Oh, I'm going to be so mad at myself when I get it.
Like,
wrong.
Can I say it?
Go on.
Christina Milian.
Oh, yes.
7 points.
No,
all right.
No, it's
all
not.
Right.
It's not.
It's all right.
It's not.
Can Shafted. Joe do better with her Go Next? You got songs with When in the title. Can you guess what you're going to get? Go on, have a guess.
If or something.
No. Who, why, where, what?
Who, what, where, when, why? Nice try, though.
Yeah.
I got songs with what?
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 What the?
What's love got to do?
Got to do with it. What's love but
actually,
a second
there are a couple
emotion.
Of tricky ones in here now, show. You'll need to all of your powers. Do you need a little pep talk? Oh, yummy, 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 yama. Yummy, 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 yama. Come on now.
Ooh, let them.
Ooh, manifest. Ooh, this is the manifest fairy coming to tell show. If you 11-11 on the 11th of the 11th, you will get 5 out of 5 and beat the intro. Ooh, fairy gone now. Bye.
Hang on a second. I want to live a life of more ease and grace, more vitality, more calmness, more composure. Go.
Okay, song number one. What in the title? Here we go. Do you know this? No.
Oh, I do. I do. I think. No, I don't.
And what can I tell you about the song? It was a top 3 hit in 2002.
Oh, there we go.
It was also a debut single. One more time.
Come here.
I can't even get the artist off
some
the
fella.
Oh,
it's
yay.
A fella. It's a some fella.
Debut single in 2002.
Yeah.
And did he go on to have big success?
They did.
It's not Bieber.
They're still kind of around.
No, he was
is it a boy band? Is it a boy band?
It might be Warmer.
Oh, he's departed from that boy band.
Who?
I don't know. When you say Warmer, that's the only. You're just doing the same thing over again. Like,
you're not getting close to the chorus.
I kind of zoned out. I don't know.
No idea. No. Oh, that's okay. It was the debut single by
Busted.
That's
what I go to school for. Yeah. Now it is a real in all caps. Stu has just sent in what I go to school for. He's shouting at the radio. He
what's happening in the world? She's still guessing,
Stu.
Lads.
Yeah, he's from Wexford. Loving my work. Stu, do you like, sorry babe, sorry. I actually know that song, but that intro did nothing for me. Didn't get me at all.
Okay, here's song number 2. I think this is easier.
It's Pink.
Yeah.
And it's What About Us. What about
us? Oh, that was nice.
Fluke. It was a fluke.
Why was it a fluke?
Because it gelled in immediately on the right note.
The beat, yeah.
So it might sound like that was pre-mixed and I did it live.
I don't know what is there talking about.
Could have went with So What as well, but that would have been too easy.
Too easy, too easy.
Yeah.
Right, let's say song number 3. This one's tougher, but it's more recent, okay?
God.
And it's short and you got to listen.
Oh!
Jonas Brothers, What A Man Gotta Do.
Well done. Yes.
I can tell you one thing. Jonas Brothers are so underrated.
Did you ever hear about the time show met them? I knew it was coming.
I met them in a very fancy hotel in Dublin at the start of their career, because I know they celebrated like 20 years recently.
Week, yes.
And I gave them a signed picture of me, like a framed picture.
Do you think Nick still has it? Look at it all the time.
And do you know who was in, you know, that rubbish movie that I watched the other night? You were cordially invited. Mm. I think it's Nick. I always get to, no. Nick is the.
He's the good looking.
Best
one,
looking. Yeah. He was a celebrant in the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember them in the Jonas Disney series.
Camp Rock.
No. Yeah, but there was a Jonas series.
Oh yes.
And that I was like the only one my age at like 16 that watched it. It was great though.
Okay, we're on to song number 4, and I think you know this song.
I can't win like now.
You can.
You can. You can get 8.
Can win.
If you get the remaining
2 right, you'll beat them.
Yeah, yeah.
This one, I think, is a song everyone knows. But do you know the title and do you know the artist?
Yeah.
Let's have a listen.
Ah. Baby, if you give it to me,
I'll give it to you. No, I don't.
Huge song when Beat launched.
Surely.
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you.
Can be heard on Beat Throwbacks from 10 a.m. Monday to Friday.
I know I got it. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want. I know I got it. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want. I know you got it. I would die for you.
You're literally saying it.
You literally.
Baby, if
twice.
You give it to me,
remember.
I'll give it to you. And I know what you want.
What? Yeah, thankfully the penny has dropped. Yeah. What is what we're talking about here? Oh, God.
But I don't know the blooming artist.
1 point.
Either do I.
Don't she, lads?
Is it 50 Cent?
No, it's a duo. It's two separate artists.
This is... No, this is... Oh, Jesus, this is one of those times where you have radio to shovel it out of me. Shovel this answer out of me. Get a shovel right now.
No.
A shovel. It's not Kelly Rowland. It's
no.
not Ashanti. It's
no.
not.
No.
Get it out of me. Please get it out. I
no.
can't handle it. Okay,
you don't
tell
know,
me.
You don't know.
It's Mariah Carey and Busta Rhymes.
I wasn't getting it.
I give it to you. I know what you want.
How did I not get Mariah?
I don't know how you didn't get the Mariah bit.
Sick.
Okay, so you're on 5 points. You can draw if you get the both answers on the final one right, okay? So here we go. We're going back to 2009 and a massive top 10 hit, particularly in Ireland.
I'm so confident that I've never heard that song before.
Oh my God. Yes, you have.
Definitely one of the most played songs on the radio. 2009. They played Oxygen that year and the crowd went so crazy. They looped the final chorus 12 times.
That's great information, yeah, but I don't
no
really
use.
Care.
No use. It's useful.
You don't
no
help
use.
Me in any way.
One more time then.
No.
Get that melody in your head. No.
That sounds not like the melody.
It sounds like a hymn to me. It sounds like a church hymn.
It kind of was, I suppose, yeah. It was.
Is it like,
it was
it's not like Mumford and Sons or like, oh, what's the other?
No, they're well after 2009.
Not Mumford and Sons. It's like those guys, like the...
George in Wexford. Have you anything to scream at her here?
It's like those... I know who I can see. It's like not like not like not. It's not Kaiser Chiefs, is
it's
it?
Not Kaiser. Not Kaiser.
No,
it's
Jesus.
Like that kind of like. No, it's not that vibe. I don't know what it is.
Is it? Can I guess?
Yeah.
I don't know the artist, but was it "Save Me"? I'm wrong.
What's it called?
Tell
what?
Me what I'm looking for.
Show me what I'm looking
Show
for.
Me. Save me.
Carolina Lyre. She looks blank as if she's never heard this song before in her life.
Actually, fine. I've never went to Oxygen and I'm proud to say that. And 12 times
survived.
I would have left. Who wants that on a loop?
So, Killian, you're the champion this
yes!
morning.
Yes!
7-5.
Hang on a second. He's probably still shafted in somewhere.
Yeah, shafted.
Beat breakfast.
I loved that when he said NFL and your face, you just looked at the two of us.
Blank.
Does not compute.
No, I know it's National Football League
yeah.
in England or in America, but I panicked and went, you know, when somebody gives an answer and it's not
it's
the
not
answer.
What's
like what was
you.
Written in front of me was American football. Mm. So I was like, he didn't give me the answer. What do I do? Mm. And I look at you. And I look at you.
Right. Now. You want to talk about sucky sweets?
Yeah, okay. So you know me, I absolutely love a sucky sweet.
She does. Like, I Scott's Clan, anything
no,
like that.
No,
an emerald.
No.
That's a chewy, isn't
oh,
it?
Yeah,
that's
God a love you. God love you. You need an education.
So poorly educated. You,
I'm talking an apple drop. I'm talking okay. a clove drop. I'm talking a sherbet.
What about an emerald?
One second, Niall.
That's
no,
chewy.
It's
no.
A that's a caramel chew.
No.
God, an emerald is a caramel chew, babe.
Okay.
It's a toffee chew. You're wrong. You're so wrong.
What are the ones that are black and mint? And
that's like a bullseye.
Half drop, yeah.
Bullseye.
Yeah,
that's what I meant.
No, you didn't. You meant an emerald. You're trying to backtrack
Stop
on yourself.
Looking at me with such pity.
You don't know your sweets.
I'm not a big sucky sweets fan.
You don't know your... I regularly go in and I'll get... I don't even know if this is how you say it, but I think you can get a quarter of something.
Yeah,
and like, so I would get like a sherbet lemon or a sherbet strawberry or a pear drop or...
Ooh, sherbet lemon for Miss Shona Lyons.
That's right. So I am mad about sucky sweets,
okay.
right? I
okay.
love so sucky sweets. So much so to the point that sometimes I'd be sucking so hard the top of my tongue would start to like go... You know, kind of like, you know, when you suck too much on a sucky sweet and then it goes kind of like almost raw on the
yeah,
top.
Yeah,
it's
I
like,
know what you mean.
I get the apple drops and I'm like, oh, I'll just have two. Mm. And then I'm three. And then I'm halfway out the road to Ballinboula and I've had six already.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It happens. Very
yeah.
easy happens.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love a sucky sweet. there's apparently a option now to buy a suckable chicken noodle soup flavoured cough drop.
Oh God, okay, let me just
I don't know why anybody
chicken noodle flavoured.
Yeah.
So it's like a pot noodle in a sucky sweet.
Yeah, it's basically like comes in a
like
tin.
I wouldn't be totally against a savoury type sucky sweet. I'm just not sure that's the one. I'm not sure that's reaching out
well,
to me.
Well, I'll have you know it's sold out.
Yeah,
really?
So one food critic said that he'd rather be sick than ever pop
yeah.
a soup drop, as they're called.
Wow.
But they are sold out.
Like it looks like to the eye, the normal eye, it looks like just a sucky sweet.
Mm.
But it actually tastes like noodle soup. So
what do you think? Would you hop off that?
I'm like, cause I'm so, I suppose, invested and obsessed with like sucky sweets in the traditional form of like being sweets. I don't think I could get behind a savoury sucky sweet. But
so your favourite dish, what about your favourite dish like from the Chinese?
Number 21 from the Thai, it's like beef and Thai herbs. Okay. If you told me I had to suck on that like for 20 minutes, I cannot imagine myself.
Why not? It's like the taste in your mouth. So like if someone said like they had like spice bag cough drop. Yeah, 100%. Instead of what? Like, ooh, menthol, ooh.
No, it's not. I can't get my head around it because I'm such a sweet-toothed person. But look it. I can see the WhatsApps are flying already. Hopefully that's not because I made a mistake and beat the bomb. Hopefully that's because they're invested in the sucky sweet situation. So we wanted to play a little game this morning.
Okay.
And basically all we need you to do is to come on board for the first ever game of... Are you ready for
this? She's going to say it, isn't she? She's going to say it out loud now to Killian.
But sure, it's about sweets.
Go on, yeah.
Suck or no suck?
Suck or no suck.
Okay. Would you suck or would you not suck?
So all you've got
to
do...
So you have got a sample of new flavourings and you need somebody to test these out for you and say yay suck or nay no suck.
Yeah. So, well, yeah. I'll give you five options. All you have to do is say suck, no suck.
Okay.
And for doing so and for just having a little bit of crack, you get your hands on it. What were you going to say?
You get suck.
Killian, you get your hands on a Beat Breakfast travel mug.
Oh, free. Right. We're talking sucky sweets. Sweets for my sweet, sugar for my honey, right? And this new cough drop that is what? Chicken noodle soup.
Yeah, it's called Soup Drop and it's been sold out and rave reviews. It was $249 and it came with 20 lozenges.
And it sold out, which was amazing. And they posted on their social media, we're super sorry.
Very good. Pay them a lot of money for that.
And their tagline was, what's a soup drop? And it said, well, it's a soup you can suck on, of course.
Soup. Is there... tomato and basil might be a nice one.
Oh, or mushroom soup. I love mushroom soup.
I do like
soup.
The flavour of mushroom, yeah. Anyway, show in one of her mad moments has decided, well, if they can do it, this crowd, I can do it and come up with my own savoury sucky sweets. But I need some research. I need an audience to test them out on. And thankfully, Sean has stepped forward. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, lads. How are we doing?
Good.
Good, darling. How are you today and where are you?
Now, hang on.
Yeah. Sean, will you do me a favour, Louis? Will you turn the radio off for me in the background?
That's just enough.
Yeah, okay. Good man. Yeah. How are you and where are you today?
I'm on the road to Dublin at the minute, so I'm good.
Working hard. Okay.
On the way to work,
yeah. Yeah. Thank you for being a willing participant in the first and only ever game of Suck or No Suck.
How's your sucking game, Sean? 1 to 10 on a sucky sweet.
Do you like a sucky sweet?
I love a sucky sweet. Okay. I do. I really like them.
What's your favourite?
Love them. Oh, there's so many. I love the cola cubes.
Or Frosties. Remember Frosties?
Frosties are unbelievable.
Yeah.
How many are kidding? I got it because of the Frosties.
We were reared on Frosties.
Oh, I loved a Frosty.
Yeah.
Right, and how do you feel about potentially a savoury sucky sweet?
It could be an interesting one.
Well, you're up for playing around with this game anyway. Will we just get straight into it?
Yeah, sure, why not?
All right. Option number one. Would you suck or no suck on a pasta carbonara sucky sweet?
Oh, no suck.
No suck.
No suck. No sucky sucky.
Too creamy. God,
no.
Too creamy.
No way in hell.
Okay. And bacony.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Okay, next option. Pil-pil prawns. Suck or no suck?
It's all milk there.
What did you
guys say? I don't know.
Okay, don't say it. Suck or no suck?
That's a no suck.
We're not having much fun with
your
this.
Your flavours are not going down well.
Okay, next option. I think this is going to be right up your street, Sean, if I have any sense of you at all. A full Irish breakfast. Suck or no suck?
Oh, jeez. Suck.
Yes.
Oh, he's a sucker.
Okay. Yeah. Two left, Sean. Two left. Okay. Would you suck or no suck? 4-in-1 with chicken balls from the Chinese.
I'd suck that too, Sean. I would. I absolutely have no doubt in hopping off that.
Would you?
Yeah.
There's so much in
curry
that.
Curry is going to work with everything.
Just for the chicken balls.
Yeah, but it's like. It's chicken balls, it's rice, it's curry.
Yeah, but you're not going to taste the chicken. You're not going to taste
just for the chicken balls.
You do it just for the chicken balls. All right, okay. And finally, in this little round, which will never be played again, suck or no suck, would you suck or no suck on bacon and cabbage?
Oh.
I'd suck it. Oh. Why not?
Oh, you
put the mashed potato in with it as well, you'd be all right.
Sorry, I should have said the mashed potato. I let you down there, Sean. You didn't even hesitate. I'd suck it.
Thank
you so much. That game is never going to go anywhere, but we really appreciate your participation.
Safe journeys, Dublin, man. Have a good day.
Beat Breakfast Travel Mug is yours. Bye, Sean.
Wake up with your mates.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
You want to talk about knickers?
Rip roaring.
Rip tickling.
I want to talk about knickers because yesterday I was getting out of the shower and I was going downtown with Eve and I was putting on my underwear and I said to her, these are my favourite pair. And she looked at me, as she does a lot, as if to say, what are you talking about? And I just said, these are my favourite pair and I can't part with them. They're like 6 or 7 years old. They're like, not like...
Are they holy?
No, they've no holes. Okay, they've survived the test of
elastic
time.
Elastic still all good?
Perfect.
What kind of knickers?
Are they big? Bloomers?
No, I think they're called French, but they're really nice.
A pantaloon?
I swear to God, they're not like...
Sexy.
They're okay, no. They're just so comfy. Like, I put them on and I feel like it's a hug in a pair of knickers.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? They sit on me and they just don't move and they're soft and gentle and I can't imagine my life without them.
Would you like put them on for special occasions or did they just kind of come up and you're happy with yourself?
Do you know when they're perfect? Mm. I do. This is funny, right? This is how weird I am. I think I looked at them a few days last week and went, I'm going to save those for a day that I actually need them.
Yeah, I do that
do you
as
get
well.
That?
I do that all the time.
And so yesterday I was like, oh, still a little bit tired after the weekend or whatever, and I really want to be comfortable today. Yeah. I was obviously going to the playground with Eve. Mm. And so I was like, today is your
day.
And I almost felt like, you know, thanking them for like, oh, now I've gone down a weird route, haven't I? But they're like a hug in a pair of knickers and I don't want to be without them and I adore them, even though you would look at them and go, they should probably
now, Eve thought you were mad.
Yeah, she was like, what? I said, do you not have a favourite? And she was like, no, you're so weird. Mm. And I was like, we know that. But I suppose I came into work and I tested the waters. Rachel from News, not underwear but has a favourite bra. Killian gets where I'm coming from on this favourite pair of
traumatic
boxers.
Experience with mine. So obviously I'm living away from home from my mother and sometimes I come home and sometimes I might throw my laundry in the laundry bin.
Yeah, we know
and
that.
I had this one pair of boxers. It could have been 2 or 3 years, maybe 4 years, but they were just, as you said, Sho, they were just nice. They were the perfect fit. Mm. They packed everything in lovely, didn't squash them up too much.
Oh,
it was
God.
Just it was brilliant. But my mother, I was like, where's my boxers? I threw those yolks in the bin.
Oh,
they're coming through my laundry basket.
God.
Years. Get a new pair, you filthy yolk. They're hanging on by a thread. And I said, Mom.
That's grounds for divorcing your parents.
Because, you know, when you buy a pair and then you go back to, say, like, Pennies or wherever you bought them and you want to get, like, the same pair.
Ones.
And then they were gone.
Yeah,
and
never...
I was like, but they were so comfy.
I know exactly what you mean. Like, if I had known the joy that these ones would bring
would
to my life, I would have bought, like,
but
a set.
And when I go to the shower, like, sometimes I lay out my clothes so I know, like, when I'm directly getting out, I'll have my outfit planned. And sometimes I go through my boxers to see which ones
what
I
you're
want
feeling.
Today. What I'm
and
feeling.
Also what I do, just top tip from me, and what I did with my favourite pair yesterday, I just had them on the heater, on the radiator before I put them
oh,
on. You know, that is elite.
Oh, that's
that
a nice
is,
feeling.
That is elite.
That is a lovely
like
little feeling.
Your favourite pair, and then they're hot as well.
Exactly, a little treat.
Little treat
like,
for yourself. Oh, God.
That's okay.
Anyway, yeah.
I was just leaving you off there. You just seemed so happy in yourself.
Yeah,
do you not get this?
It's a little joy.
I do. Well, like I've said this before, one of the things that I have is a lot of good underwear. I don't necessarily have good clothes, but
yeah,
a lot
but
of good underwear. So I have a lot of favourite kind of pairs.
I don't want loads. That's not
you
what we're talking
one.
About. I just do not have one pair that you look at it and you go, I'm keeping you for a
no,
special occasion.
No, I think you're mad.
No, I don't think I'm mad. Come on this morning, come forward. Do you have a favourite pair? You know what we're talking about. It just
either down there or up there. Favourite bra, favourite underwear, favourite boxers, favourite knickers. Do you have
life.
A special pair that you look forward to, or are they mad?
If not, we're just creeps.
0851 02 9103. Okay, so Sho has just described her favourite pair of underwear and that she put on her yesterday. So you're getting the second day out of them today?
I'm not. Maybe I'm delirious that like I'm so okay with chatting about this. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Very open. You're an
is
open
it?
Book. You
yeah.
are.
It's a piece of clothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Though. Like, people
Killian,
want to get
exactly.
over themselves.
Yeah, you're right.
Josh says you're crazy. Okay.
Thank you. Starting with that message, really appreciate that.
Lorraine
thanks,
was
man.
On. She says, I threw a pair of the hubby's boxers in the fire last night. They owed him nothing.
I can't handle boxers with holes in them.
Yeah, but at the same time, they may have sentimental value like Killian's ones. So just be careful.
Are yours holy?
I'm sure you're not too fuzzy about when it's out of the hole. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I don't like the ones where they look like little mice have been eating at them.
Nibbling away like cheese.
That happens.
Lisa was onto us as well.
I can't believe French Snickers are your favourite pair. No way. French Snickers are for a special occasion, but each their own. Yeah, I do have a favourite pair of Snickers, but they're massive. Like, they would put Bridget Jones to shame, really, to be honest. But they, on the heater trick, elite.
Yeah, it is elite. I don't know if I'm right with the French thing.
She's not
thing.
Sure about the French
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I'm not, like, because these are comfortable. Because you're insinuating that they're not comfy. These are really comfortable.
It's interesting you mentioned that. I just saw an article in the paper this morning that more and more women, particularly younger women, are going for bigger underwear, the Bridget Jones thing. The underwear is getting
comfort,
bigger.
Comfort.
Comfort, Lynn, comfort, yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay, talk to us.
So, Joe, you said that you've no problem talking about this. Oh, God, I'm absolutely mortified. But yeah, like that, I suppose I've tried out many different underwears over the years and just found two that I particularly like that are very, very comfortable. So I have about 10 pairs of each and I just got rid of everything else.
Yeah, you see, this is the thing. If I'd known what I know now, Lynn, I would have done more with the, yeah. the one. You know, I would have bought more. Like, I feel like I nothing matches it. Do you know what I mean? Nothing comes close to these.
Okay.
Okay. That was a bit awkward.
That is a classic tumbleweed.
I mean, it's bad
Lynn
enough we do the tumbleweed on you all the time, but now the callers are doing it.
Burnt by Lynn, who I know is a chatter and has nothing to say to me.
Okay. Lynn just wants to get back to her day and her life without being on the radio top man knickers.
Love you, girl. Love you. All right.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye. See you later. Twice. The latest from Keane Ducrow, and it's called Who's Making You Feel It at Beat 102, 103, 10 past 7 on this Wednesday morning.
Tell me, baby, if we meet tonight, do you still want me to catch your eye?
Ginger Crow.
It is. Well done.
That grew on me now. And I will say, at the start, I was very much like, it's giving me Bruno Mars, like, when I was your...
Didn't you have a theory as well? A train drops a Jupiter theory for a while, which wasn't off the mark, to be fair.
Oh, that was it. That was it, yeah. But
yeah,
now,
for a woman who can't hit a note, you've got a good musical ear, like, not going to wait.
Well, yeah, it's down there deep. Deep.
We're digging
somewhere.
Though. We're digging. The last few weeks, 2025 would be in the year of shoveling.
Yeah. So it is Wednesday morning, which means it's time for a game of blind rankings. You know how this works. 5 items. We've got to put them in order. We don't know what's coming next. And once they're locked, they're locked. Would you like to go first?
Yeah, I'll take your pen and paper.
Of course
though.
You will.
All right. So
right, I'm going to spin my big wheel.
Okay, let's
here.
See what your topic is this morning.
Oh, look at that go. Beautiful wheel.
I know, it needs to be dusted. It's only out like once a week.
No,
no one dusts it.
You use it for the game with no name.
Yeah, but it's... Anyway.
It's a lot of noise this hour.
Oh, sorry. The old man there, like, old man get the slippers out. Like.
Love slippers.
I said this earlier on though, speaking of slippers, I would have loved to have been on Winning Streak. To spin that wheel.
Oh, what
there's a tenuous link.
What
there.
Has that got to do with slippers?
Well, a lot of the people in the audience would have been
slipper wearers.
Not on the night, but like.
As I said, my auntie was on Winning Streak. Oh,
I think
spin
it's
the big wheel.
Did you go up and make a banner?
No, I didn't. My one brother went up and I was at home, like, oh, there is.
It's a disgrace they never brought it back after the pandemic, but we are digressing. What's her topic on blind ranking?
Yes, on the wheel, it is childhood stars.
Oh, fab. How did you come up with that?
You may have suggested it.
Oh, you're allowed to suggest your own topic now, are you?
No, he said, I'm desperate, Joe. I'm coming to
I
you.
I couldn't think of anything. The well was dry.
Okay.
The well was dry.
Here's number one. Childhood stars. Is she rating it on the act or the piece of
on voice? The song, on the song. Audio.
What
on
it makes
the
me
audio.
Feel.
Yeah.
Bieber. One of my favourite Bieber songs.
Nicki Minaj, Beauty and the Beast. Of course, big childhood star. Started out on YouTube, was discovered by Usher, and now he's married to like a model now, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Gigi. Isn't it?
No, Hayley.
Hayley,
sorry.
Yeah.
I am going to shock my troll this morning, Josh, I believe is his name.
He's not a troll. He just calls it as he sees it.
I'm joking. He likes to troll me every week when I choose the first song as number 3. So in a shock move this morning, I'm going to pick that or put that at number five.
Didn't like it at all.
It's not my
not your jam.
Jam.
Not your jam. Okay, disappointing. Let's move on to number two. Childhood Stars.
Hey.
Not my favourite Britney though.
I do like this.
I do like this as well.
I would have preferred a bit of Sometimes I Run.
You're lucky or some muck like
she's
that.
She's so lucky. She's a star.
Right, you got to put it somewhere.
You do.
Oh, her. Look at her with the rude jokes. You're spending too much time with us.
Killian. I'm going to put that number four. It is, what's it called again? Britney.
Gimme More.
Gimme More.
Yeah, there's the only lyric there. That was it.
Yeah, she doesn't have enough.
Gimme More, gimme more, gimme, 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 gimme more.
She's filled all her two lower slots, or. So we've only won two and
three. All right now, calm down.
Here's song number three.
Britney Cavender. A lot of people don't know she was a Disney kid.
Star, yep. This is hard now because I'm trying to think of potentially who
any
else.
Joy on the tickets.
No.
Not yet. No.
Anybody got any Sabrina Carpenter tickets? Not that I'm desperate, but I'm so desperate. I actually adore Sabrina Carpenter. As much as Eve adores Sabrina Carpenter, as much as Killian adores Sabrina Carpenter, I am so close to putting that at number one, but there's something in me, I don't know, my belly. Something in my belly.
That'll be the Kit Kat from last night.
Saying no. So I'm going to give that a number two. Sabrina, please, please, okay. Please. Yeah.
It's not please, please, please.
Or don't
You're
tell me what
such a big fan. You're bigger than Eve. It's not espresso.
You'll just say, when it's kissing you, if you want forever, and you'll just say, taste.
Well done.
I got there in the end.
We have one and three left with two songs left to go. Here's song number four.
People forget, but probably one of the biggest childhood stars ever, Michael Jackson. Started off when he was 5 years of age into the Jackson 5 in the 60s.
Good song.
It is. From 1991. You don't seem too impressed by it. You're just kind of like, meh.
It's number three.
Okay. Josh. Yeah, she got there eventually.
Yeah.
Right, one song left to go. Childhood Stars. And this is what show thinks is the greatest childhood star song.
Am I going to be happy with this? What are your
thoughts? I think you're going to be over the moon with it.
Really?
No.
Who could it be, though? Do you have an idea?
No.
It's a duo.
Oh, I was thinking it could be Justin Timberlake.
It's Jedward again. Is it Bloom and Jed?
Children.
I'm really happy with that.
Zac Efron, Vanessa Hudgens, of course, High School Musical. Troy and Gabriella. Not really as much singers now, but this is released music.
That's brilliant. Very happy with that. Number five, Bieber, Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
Four, Britney, Gimme More. Three, Michael Jackson, Black or White. Two, Sabrina Carpenter, Taste. What's that about Michael Jackson?
Yeah, just, you know, King of Pop, and he's in number three. Like, Sabrina Carpenter's Taste ahead of Michael Jackson. And I would agree as well, wouldn't you?
Well, I think I'd be more insulted that Troy and Gabriella are greatest artists, the greater artist than Michael Jackson, if I were you.
The greatest childhood stars of the world are High School Musical, Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens. And, yeah. Can leave it there.
Actually, technically not Zac Efron who sang that song.
Yeah, I was trying to think that one of them didn't sing.
She sang the first film. She? Yeah, she sang.
Who sang?
I can't remember his name, but they did a High School Musical live tour, and he was the guy who went out and sang in it. Like, they had the whole cast.
He did sing in two and three, though. Didn't
he? Yeah, he did.
Why did he not sing in one? Then
he just wasn't. Good enough.
That's what they'd have to do
still
with me.
Getting the singing lessons. Yeah.
Like, they'd cast me, and they'd be like, "She's great. Like, she's full package except for."
And you'd be like, you know, when you're at mass saying the prayers,
ABC.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be mouthing it, but there'd be somebody at the side of the stage. Like singing like Celine or something, you know. Anyway, we're going to play round two. It's my go next. Let's go.
Let's go.
New music.
Say that again.
New music. Yeah.
New music.
Broad,
isn't it? New
Very
music.
It's a new
so it's music like out now.
Yeah, but like in the past, like 2 weeks, a month in the charts, like brand
new music.
I'd probably call it fresh. Sounds sexier. Fresh music.
Well, this is literally my job, judging new music.
Mm.
So let's see how we get on.
Let's see how you get on.
Song number one, new music.
Baby, please don't panic. Nothing's gonna happen.
though. I don't want to be down.
Like, we're giving it some plays this week, but I'm uncertain. I'm uncertain. It hasn't exactly stormed the streaming charts in its early days of release.
I love Anne-Marie though.
Like Anne-Marie. Mm. So we're going to go Anne-Marie's brand new song, Don't Panic. We're going to go at number 4 on our list, okay?
Okay.
Fair play.
Let's move on to song number 2. New music.
Lady Gaga, yeah. Back with her kind of fame monster kind of vibe.
This song is flying us.
I have to apologise.
You said you didn't like it last week when you first heard
it. I arrived back at Keith's house on Friday night after Uncensored, yeah. And it was on repeat. Like, the man would not stop playing it.
It does kind of tap into the gay market, you could say.
Well, do you know what? After a night of listening to it, I was transformed.
You've
so
won
yeah,
over.
Yeah, yeah.
It was very fresh for you.
Fresh. I got that vibe off. It just felt kind of like a fresh loaf.
Is there going to be something that I like?
Oh,
more
no,
than that?
Niall, I don't know. Like, I know I wasn't sure, but like, geez.
Oh, there's some good new music.
I don't know, Niall. I'm thinking of what's on the play. I'm not sure.
Think about what you're doing.
I think I'm going to go Gaga at number one at the moment. She's
Might
back
give
with
me
a
Gaga
bang.
If you do.
Yeah. Right, song number 3, everybody. New music.
Music. Fresh.
No, I mean, it's a very gay selection so far.
it's not as fresh if you've been listening to the album.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Well, if you heard my Monday music on Monday.
Sorry, I missed it.
Well, I told the story of the song, which of course it was released in 2020, was an utter flop. Her record label was so peed off with her, they dropped her. They said, you're not a star. And now all these years later, 5 years later, top 5 Look everywhere.
It's mad. There's a video of her playing that in like a park on her own with just a keyboard.
It's also her birthday today. She's 27.
Happy birthday, Chapo.
She's my age.
Yeah, 27.
Oh, Killian.
Yeah. So I'm putting it at number 2. It's a tight battle with Gaga there at the top. Okay, song number 4, new music.
Fresh. I could say no her. Oh, I actually love this.
There is some good new music out there, won't you?
There is. The banger after
I'm obsessed with Moncrief. I want to go see him in Wexford. Looking for some tickets there.
It's very 1975 coded, but I love it.
Yeah.
You know what? We saw him a few weeks ago in the Apple Market in Waterford. He played for his home crowd for the first time ever. And the pride and the, I suppose, like realizing that he had come so far and yet never, you know, done what he wanted to do, which was to face the people that he grew up with. Not that we grew up with them, but you know what I mean. I just like
Niall understands because it's Waterford. Like,
it was
can
just,
you imagine
you could feel
done Tramore, but he hadn't done Waterford City.
You could feel the pride and how much it meant to him. And I think that I know I'm going on a bit, but I do think when you get a sense of somebody like that, it makes you appreciate their music even more. Therefore, I've listened. This is not my round. Best of luck to you. Whatever you do next.
Taking over in a new music round. I've only 3 is as high as I can give him because I've done my 2. But like, God, that's a whopper top 3. You could listen to them on a loop at the moment. But we have one more to go, everybody. New music.
New music.
Fresh.
Brand new Tom Grennan.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I like Shadowboxing.
Probably better than Anne-Marie.
Hey.
But I don't like it as much as I liked Higher. Higher kind of got a little bit lost before Christmas because then he dropped that Christmas song as well.
For sure, like he's always going to be known for to let the best a man can get.
So I have to give poor Tom Grennan number 5. He probably deserves more than that. But like
he's coming
right.
in like a crusty Cuisine de France roll, not as fresh as the others.
I don't mind a crusty Cuisine de France roll.
You know, but it's a little bit on the heart, you know, like a little bit over crusty. Anyway, sorry, you're round.
Right, new music. There is some brilliant new music at the moment. You can hear it all on Beat. And my 5, Tom Grennan's new song at 5, Anne-Marie at 4, Moncrief at 3, Chapel Aron at 2, and Lady Gaga at number 1. And we'll keep it going because this is also relatively new. And
new music.
Banger. New music.
Fresh.
From SZA.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and show on Beat Breakfast.
So I want to bore you with the details of my Monday night, right? So
breaking goss.
Breaking news. Sit down. Grab yourself a cuppa. Get comfortable. About to tell you what I had for tea. Last night I decided to do a little bit of homework, and my homework involved going back to the start of the Bridget Jones series of movies.
Right, you're putting the prep work in then ahead of going to the cinema this weekend.
Yeah, so I'm going with Kathy and the girls at the weekend. So
you watch some of my films at home.
Films, I do.
Yeah,
well,
you do.
You don't know if you call them films, some of the things she watches. She's absolutely guaranteed not to have ever seen anything that won an Oscar or, you know, anything like that, or anything that was popular generally.
I know, but sidetracking, how many movies would you watch a week, would you say?
I take great offence to that. I've seen Walk the Line.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so
I decided to go back to the start of Bridget Jones, which, like, mad, came out in 2001, is so probably not PC in so many ways. Now there's so many moments where you're going, nah,
you wouldn't do that now.
But it's 24 years ago. So sat down last night, and I had my dinner very early yesterday, and I was starving when I got home from work. And then I went for coffee with mum and dad, and then I was like, what am I going to have now? Do you know what I mean? What is it that I need to just, like, satisfy myself but not fill me before I go to bed? And what will be, like, a nice...
Would you call this a tea or a supper?
Oh, let's go with supper, Noel. Okay. I didn't have a tray, though. My nana always had a tray for supper. That was elite. Anyway, went into the kitchen, had some fresh Brennan's bread. You know the type when you squeeze the top of it and it bounces back up?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly.
When
that's
you're in
a good
the shop
description.
And you go over and you squeeze, boing. It's like a boing test.
Yeah.
So I knew that that was there. And I knew I had my real butter. And I thought, what will accompany toast? And you know what I'm going to say next, don't
beans.
You? Beans. No. Better than beans. Better than beans.
Spaghetti
Killian.
Hoops.
No, better than spaghetti hoops.
It's butter.
Scrambled eggs.
No, better than scrambled egg with a slice of toast. Better.
Jam.
No,
oh,
no.
A bit of corned beef.
No.
Oh, God.
No. It was toast. Brennan's bread toast with a boiled egg.
We said eggs. Like, you could have just said, oh, well, yeah, no, it was eggs.
Well, it was the most perfect boiled egg. I wish I'd taken a picture of it, lads. I didn't even set a timer for it. It just happened by chance.
This is the goss. I had a boiled egg and some toast.
It happened by chance.
It's celebrity news, guys.
Welcome to the show. It's very popular. I honestly didn't believe how perfect it was until I saw it, because I didn't time it. I was kind of running around doing other bits while I was doing it, and then I kind of realised, I don't know where this egg is at. I don't have, like, an egg timer and such, so I'm just going to chance it. And
Jeopardy.
I'm going to take it out, and I like mine, I'm going to say medium, little bit runny, little bit hard, not hard, not runny, like in between, a little bit of goo but not too much, you know what I'm talking about. Do you get me?
Yeah.
You like
I like it on the runny side, particularly if I'm mashing it
not
in a cup.
Not too runny though, so the white is liquidy. Don't give me the white liquid.
Do
you know what I'm talking about, Killian?
You know a little secret at that point, by the way.
Go
when
on.
You take your boiled egg out of the hot pan, right?
Is this the biggest twist of 2025? Niall has given me a cooking tip.
Okay, so to get an easy peel on your egg, right?
I don't want an easy peel. I want to slice the top.
I thought you were, like, putting it on the toast.
Oh, jeez. No. No, Niall. No.
Well, I like to take this. I don't do the old school egg cup thing. I break it off, and then, because I often put it in a mug, drop it into freezing cold water straight out.
And it
comes off like a beautiful satsuma.
What's a satsuma?
It's an orange. Kind of mandarin. Yeah.
Oh. So what I did was I just sliced the top off with my teaspoon, and there it was. Like, it was the piece de resistance, the most perfect egg I've ever seen in my entire life. And then what I did is I brought over to the couch, put Bridget Jones on, and I cut my toast into soldiers.
Yes. There's something desperately sad about you on your own watching Bridget Jones with little eggy soldiers on a Monday after 10 days of cloud and greyness. I don't need a hug.
I'm really happy in myself because I can find joy in even the most mundane of things. And sorry, I forgot one thing about the most perfect egg in the entire world. The egg that I'll never have an egg like that
again.
No,
it'll never be the same.
It won't. I captured something in that egg. A little grind of salt on top.
A bit of black pepper.
No pepper.
No.
Oh,
no.
I love pepper on eggs. Do you ever have a googie egg?
What's that?
I don't know. I got served up it one day. You get the boiled egg and you put it in a cup, but you put it with butter. And
that's what Niall has.
I had one for the first time the other day. Oh,
my
the
granny
first
used
time.
To make them for me, and then I've rediscovered it as an adult. So I'll do two or three boiled eggs in the cup, loads of butter, good bit of salt, too much salt. Yeah. I know that. And it's just delicious. You mash it all up then.
And you put it onto your toast then, like,
you
scrape
can.
It out.
Sometimes I'll scrape it out, sometimes I'll just eat it straight from the mug.
Red
happy
sauce?
Out. Red.
Jeez, you really hijacked my perfect egg story. You've brought
it. It was beautiful. It was all good. going so well until you threw in red sauce with an egg. What kind of a deviant are
press
you?
Press the dump button on that. Sorry. Will you press the dump button? Nobody needs
has
to hear that.
Has anyone ever heard of this? Egg. Red sauce on a boiled egg.
Yeah, if I'm having my scrambled egg in the morning with my bagel, I had butter on it, a little bit of red sauce, and then the egg.
Not on a boiled egg, Killian. What are you doing? What? Who hurt you?
I'm leaving. This is ridiculous treatment. This
is shafted.
Shafted. You were shafted again. Good luck.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Right, we are delving deep, deep down into Show's journal this morning. We've got a few entries to read out to you. Just a little snippet of the life that she lives. We're building a picture of who Shona Lyons really is.
I don't think there's anything else that you need to know about me. Book. I'm fairly open. Have you ever kept a diary? No?
I think I might have had a diary when I was very young, but I wouldn't. I'm useless at continuing those things.
I had one diary one time and I wrote it for one day, and I remember it was either the final of X Factor or something, and I remember I was like, I hope same difference win.
Oh my god, they were the worst.
Were they the brother and sister?
They did a weird thing. We had a dilemma about that, so brother and sister being a bit too close.
That was my diary for one day. I hope same difference win.
Okay, let's get to our first entry then. Here we go. Right, February 2nd, 2022. Lovely day. Made Lego with Eve and we went to Min Ryan. I went on the zip wire. Got a funny look off a parent as a child was waiting to go on it. Tom walked off, mortified. All good though, all good. Got takeaway and watched Ant and Dec. Perfection. Who are you?
Where'd you find the time to write these? This is like late at night.
Is it really worth writing that down?
Perfection. Watch Ant and Dec.
Hang on a second. Someday I'm not going to be here and someone's going to find that, and that might be an interesting insight into life. Feb 2022.
Watched Ant and Dec. Tom walked off mortified.
Perfection.
Okay, let's go over entry number two. Over to you, Killian.
So next one doesn't come until October 1st, 2023. Had such a great day at Wexford Wellness. Incredible. Had an intuitive healing, a tarot reading.
Tarot.
And I did an ice bath. Proud of myself.
Proud of myself, I'm proud.
And I think I will try and do it more.
Yeah.
Maybe even try and start the sea swimming in winter. Not sure I'm brave enough though.
Who are you? Who are you? Who are you?
Oh my god, I'm so much more embarrassing than I thought I was.
We're not done yet. We've got a couple more.
On the sea swimming though, didn't I start doing it?
You did.
I'm still
did.
Doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You didn't know if you were brave enough.
I am
brave. You are brave.
Never give up on your dreams.
Right, let's fast forward. We're going to 2024 next. I don't know if I can do this. March 1st, 2024. It's been so long since I've written. Carrie Bradshaw. Lisbon was amazing. Good for the soul. So much crack with the girls. Can't describe it. It gets worse. It gets much worse. Texas Hold'em was the theme tune of the weekend.
Gratitude to Beyonce.
I use Beyonce on my reel. I did say it was good for the soul. Going away with your girlfriend is good for the soul. I regret nothing.
One more. Here we go.
Transporting you back to the summer of 2024. 31st of July. Busy day in work. Didn't really stop all day. Absolutely sweating. Very hot today. Has summer 2024 actually arrived?
No,
question
girl.
Mark?
No, girl.
I am here for it and feel the mood has lifted.
Wait for it.
Laughed in car with Killian.
Highlight of your day. Laughed in car with Killian.
Didn't stop all day, but managed to laugh at me in the car at some point.
Oh, this is a bestseller show. Get that journal published.
Do you think people I'm so tragic. I am so tragic.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and show on Beat Breakfast.
What's your topic?
My topic is songs with that in the title.
Songs with that in the title.
You should
okay.
have done a little thing around the that.
The inverted commas, yeah. I was in under pressure. So all songs have that in the title, but just to be clear, so there's no giving out afterwards, it can also be that's, okay? Because that is still in that.
I'm joking. Jeez.
Made a face.
Oh God.
Here's song
Sorry,
number
I'm
one.
Sorry, I'm just
for
musically
you.
Illiterate, musical so I'm just illiterate. Doing my best
musical
here. Right?
Here we go. Song number one.
Oh, tune.
A UK number one from 2008. You need it again?
Yeah. Well, you can give it to me again, but I don't think it's going to make
blank.
Any difference.
Come on, Joe. Come on.
Killian, one of the biggest things that annoys me about this game is when you go, come on, as if that is going to change what
help.
Is happening inside
Either
me.
Either it's in there or it's not.
All right, it's song number one. Don't be getting ratty at me already.
I know, but it's because...
No, sorry. I come in here to work to do a 9-to-5 and to be loved and cherished. I don't want abuse on the radio, right? Can I guess if she can't guess it?
Yeah, but you won't get any points, but you can guess. But where are you at? Are you going to have a guess of this or are you going to just let it go?
That's... That's life.
That would be incorrect. What do you think it is?
It's the Ting Tings. That's not my name.
That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name.
Great tune. Saw them live at auction. Brilliant.
And they kind of came and went.
They did.
They
had one kind of big album, and that was pretty
what
much
was their
it.
Other song?
Shut Up and Let Me Go.
Shut Up and Let
Fascination.
You think that's Alphabeat?
Alphabeat.
Same era, but different bands. They were Swedish.
Oh, okay.
Okay, were song they? Number two, yeah. All the great pops from Sweden. Okay, this is very recent, 2021, a number three single in Ireland. Let's see if you can guess what
though.
It is. Yeah, top three, that's big.
Okay.
It means we played it a lot on Beat.
Okay. Can I go home?
Oh,
God.
Oh, come on, Joe.
I have a pain
come
in my tummy.
On, Joe.
Yeah, unless you have a sick note, you're not going home.
I'm on an. I don't know.
Ah, come on.
You don't do the ah, come on. You're wrecking her head.
Can I guess?
I know what it is, but I don't know what it is. Do you know what I mean? I've no.
Any guess the artist or anything? No.
One, two, three, four.
That.
One, two, three,
four. Lil Nas X, that's what I like.
Well done.
That's what I want.
That's what I want, sorry.
I wouldn't have got that, so I feel okay.
Yeah, right, he's gone off the radar a little bit, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Dropped any new songs.
Okay, on to song number three. Let's try to get some points
Breathe
here.
Breathe deeply, show. You can claw this back.
Back to 2010, a song we play quite a bit on Beat.
This could be the round where I score a zero. This is hard.
You know this, do you?
Yeah. This, I remember being on work experience here and someone that used to present here was doing a show and I suggested this song to put on the show and they love me and it's one of your good friends.
All right.
Okay. This is the anthem to our basketball school trips in first year or second year. It's her birthday today.
You need a day off.
It's her birthday today.
I do. I need a break. I'm not here. Killian, you can take it.
It's David Guetta, Rihanna. Who's that chick?
I think this is my rim.
Who's that chick?
Problem with these are all too cool for me.
Okay. I'm not sure of the next one.
Oh, God.
It's a short one. Okay, we're back to 2017. And I'll help you a little bit. It was the debut single by an Irish band. Here it is.
Oh, it's Chasing Abby.
You remember what it's called?
Good. That good thing.
Oh, yes. She pulled it out of the bag.
Where did they go?
Was that their first song?
Yeah.
That's a banger.
It's good, Jim. They played the Beat in the Street and Gory first, just after that. I think we're just having a little break making some music.
I'd like to say I'm really proud that today, in an abysmal performance so far, that I was able to correctly identify an Irish act. And Irish Beats is on every Sunday night from 8 with Ava. It's 2 hours. It's homegrown talent like Chasing Abby, and it's just chef's kiss to the incredible, the talent that we have in this country and indeed in the Southeast.
Does that make up from her.
It just shows that you have nothing else to add about music. That the only thing you can fill is this a promo for another show.
We have one last song. It's from 2006, and you will get this in a couple of notes because it's right up your street. This is the kind of muck that is just has Shona lines written all over it. Okay.
I love muck.
Okay. Here we go. Remember that. Guetta.
What a loser. Like, what loser?
You didn't know David Guetta. You didn't know Little Aunt Sex. You didn't know Ting Tings. But you know this one.
I don't care. I'm me. I'm proud of me. And I still sing that. Like, I still play that in the car sometimes. And I don't care what you think of me. It's Shane Ward. It's That's My Goal. I'm not here
to say I'm sorry. I wouldn't have had that.
I'm not here to lie to you. I'm here to say I'm ready.
A pitiful 4 points out of 10 this morning on... Yes,
it's bad enough that he slapped me. But as the host of the show, could you not possibly just big me up a little bit?
Okay, I'll do the old Larry Gogan, God bless him. They didn't suit you this morning. Sure, they didn't.
They didn't.
No. Three. So round two, Beat the Intro with Thursday morning. Play along. Remember, it's a point for the artist, a point for the song title. Show's on four.
Larry, who listens to the show every morning, has absolutely floored me with this. He must be a Shane Ward fan. He said only for Carnation Street, he'd still be throwing out bangers.
Well, has anyone seen his Channel 5 show, the second series on at the moment?
What is it?
I can't remember the name of it, but he's a former detective who retired, and now he's a cruise ship singer, and every week in every episode somebody gets murdered on the cruise ship and he solves it. It is muck.
But that's what Murder She Wrote was.
Don't you come for Angela Lansbury, Jessica Fletcher. Don't you dare do that. It had a quality to it. And anyway, it was allowed. It was the 80s and the 90s. This is a 2025 show, and Shane Ward is a former cop now solving murders on the good ship Wenceslas or whatever it's called.
Why is there so many killers on one ship?
Well, have you ever seen Midsummer Murders?
No.
Deaths all the time.
But that's what Murder She Wrote was. Every week Angela Lansbury had to solve a...
Just because you got 4 points, you don't have to insult me this morning. Okay.
I'm just saying the concept is the same. It's just Shane Ward is no Angela Lansbury.
So you had songs with that in the title. What have you got, Killian?
Songs with this in the title.
Obviously.
This and that.
This and that.
This and that.
Here we go then. You'll know song number one, I reckon. Hello. The intro may be gone by the time you got to it.
I know it. But I don't. It sounds
number
very...
one single in the UK back in 2001.
Can I get it one more time? I just need to get the melody in my head. Oh, this. It sounds very Craig David, but I know it's not. I think
same era.
I think it's a female voice. It's a female artist.
Okay,
yeah, I haven't a clue. I haven't a clue.
I think I know.
Go for it.
Is it... What year did you say it was?
2001 into 2002.
Is it Daniel Bedingfield, Gotta Get Through This?
Oh, yes.
Well done, so.
Gotta get through this. I gotta get through
this. Alright, song number two, Summer Banger, and a number three single in Ireland in 2016.
He's already deflated.
Shafted. Yeah, I just... Shafted
this
after
the... This
is
what one. I'm good at. This is all I was good at growing up, is music.
Babe.
And to sit here
but
and
there's
not
so
get
many songs
right.
in the world, and it's the intro. Don't beat yourself up.
I know,
up.
But like, I host a throwback show, and this song always comes up.
But
so
a lot of people don't
know.
Listen to the intros, so don't be too hard on yourself.
Don't have the intros to listen to.
I know. Here we go.
You know this.
I don't know the name of the artist. I know the song. Can I have one more time? Sorry.
That's okay. Right.
Yeah.
It's Duke Dumont.
Well,
no?
Then.
Yeah?
It's not Duke Dumont.
Kygo?
It's not Kygo.
Oh, no.
JP Cooper? No.
No, it's not JP Cooper.
This.
Do you know what the song is called?
No. This. This.
How many times have you played that on the radio?
Oh, God. Now he's...
Me? I'm on a throwback show.
No, well, the top 7 and 7 days, that would have been like still very hot. Anyway.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Do you know?
No.
No, sorry, I don't know.
So I would have accepted Kungs.
Cooking on Three Burners.
Versus Cooking on Three Burners. It's called This Girl.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that. No, that's hard.
Oh my God.
Okay, right.
I'm going to lose to show's pitiful four. Jesus Christ. Pull yourself together, man.
Song number three. Songs with this in the title. A top three in Ireland in 2008. Hey!
Oh, Usher, loving this club.
Correct, well done.
So I have two more songs.
Two more songs. You need to get two to match her and four to beat her.
Pressure's on. I'm sweating.
Right, let's
You've
go back
fleece on.
To 2016 for song number four.
Oh, he's standing up.
This is a short one. Listen carefully.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Waking Up to Kiss Me When Nobody's There. This is Niall Horan, This Town.
Well done. If the whole world
was watching, I'd still dance with you.
Debut solo single, of course. I love that's a really underrated Niall Horan song.
Yeah, it really is. It's about Mullingar, I presume.
Yeah, he sang it at the White House when he did it for St. Patrick's Day, and he said, this is about my hometown that I just love coming back to it.
He's such a dote of a fella, isn't he? Right, this is it. This is it. Oh, God.
It's for all.
Jeopardy.
It's all down to the last one. Song number 5. Songs with this in the title. We're talking a top 5 hit from 2008 and weirdly again from 2012. Here it goes. Beautiful song.
I do admire, like, you can't see him, but like the level of concentration that is on Killian's face when he's playing this game is quite incredible. Like he kind of stares into like almost an abyss. He goes into like
a deep dark place,
ethereal place.
Do we have any idea?
We do, because it was my brother's like walkout song for his wedding, and he asked me to sing it or like to play it, and I was like, not a hope. I said, I can't play that, like I have a guitar, so like we'll just play an MP3. Can I have it one more time?
You can.
It's not a Bittersweet Symphony, because that's the other one.
It was a Children in Need or comic relief version of it a couple of years ago with a lot of animated characters.
Is that who it is? No. Oh, then I don't know.
I know the
Okay, I need an answer.
Is it a band, yeah?
It is a band.
You have to answer.
Band.
From what year?
I said 2008.
Oh my God, he's talking.
Shut up, show.
We're going to put a timer on you. 5, 4, 3... Two.
Don't curse. Do not curse.
Artist or song title? No,
this,
nothing.
This.
He doesn't
this,
know.
Should get me A. Mary MacDonald. This is the life or something. Something simpler.
Too easy.
Oh no, I'm going to be so thick of myself. I'm actually.
What is it?
Okay, so the band are the multi-award winning Elbow.
Oh, Elbow. Days
and
like
it's
this.
One
days
day like this.
Game is stupid. Shut up again.
So for all, it was a draw. And
look, this might be funny to listen to, but I will have to live with him for the next 7 hours, and you have no idea how negatively this is going to impact his day. I'm glad I'm not here tomorrow.
Okay, gotta go back to bed.
I have nothing more to say.
Okay, let's get a happy song on. This is Magic and Rude.
Thanks for a great game.
Yes, thanks. Thanks.
When I wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
This week, teaming up at the Talbot Hotel Clonmel, they've got the wedding viewing day Sunday from midday till 5 p.m. And our latest contestant this morning is Tony. Hiya, Tony.
Good morning. How are you, Niall?
I am not too bad, thanks. And you?
I'm feeling good this morning. I'm actually not too bad at all.
Okay. Hi, Tony. How are you?
Are you showing
us?
How's things?
I'm good, darling.
We'll go one by one around the room here, are we? Killian? Yeah. Killian?
Hi, Killian. How are you?
I'm not too bad, love. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right, Killian.
Yeah.
It's raining where I am.
Tony, can I tell you, there's a mixed picture across the southeast this morning, because we heard Lydia on our way to Ballymacarbery and Waterford talking about lovely skies, and we thought she was gone a bit mad, but actually Sean has also messaged us with gorgeous skies, so the sun is coming for a limited time this morning.
Tony, on my phone in Waterford at 9 o'clock, I'll have to leave the show because there's going to be a pocket of sunshine for it. No, it's only half an hour.
Okay.
So you won't hear me between 9 and half 9 because I'm going out to stand under it.
Do you know, like, so little of it.
Go on.
I'm actually in Waterford at the moment. I'm miserable.
Yeah.
Miserable.
It's a bit miserable. But hopefully it'll improve ever so slightly and we'll get a little pocket. Come here, how's your week so far, hun?
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's started off good. Midterm break is on, so I'm kind of in between work at the moment. I'm not on the bus at the moment. My company delivers blood as well, so I'm actually up in Waterford Hospital delivering blood.
Oh, geez, Tony, if we shouted, you could probably hear us from where you are. You're only down the road.
Yeah.
Okay.
Deadly. Fair play to you.
7 is scored to beat set by Olivia and our partner yesterday, and you've got a shot right now, so I hope the question suits you. We'll start the clock.
Beat the bum on Beat Breakfast.
Tony, who's the captain of the Irish rugby team?
Haven't got a clue.
It's Caelan Doris. Which DJ had a hit with the song Be All Right?
I don't know, guys. That's sorry.
Don't worry. It's Joel Curry. In the animated sitcom The Simpsons, what was the name of Bart Simpson's teacher?
Oh,
They're hard.
This is hard.
These are tough and sticky, guys. Come on.
No, no, okay. It's Mrs. Crabapel. How many times did the letter C appear in the word accountant? Come on, got this, Tony.
Two.
Yes. What was the very first video game made by Microsoft? Console game.
I don't know that one.
That's okay, it's Xbox. Okay, if you're very grateful for something, you thank your lucky
stars.
Yes. Which beloved sitcom has I'll Be There For You by the Rembrandts as its anthem?
Friends.
Yes. As of 2025, what musician has the most streams on Spotify?
I I'm not sure.
That's Taylor Swift. It's okay, it's Taylor Swift. What actress stars in the movie It Ends With Us?
Oh, God, guys. No, I don't.
Poor Tony, that's Blake Lively.
I just get off air.
No, don't worry, darling, stay. Who directed the movie Titanic? Titanic.
Steven Spielberg.
No, James Steven Cameron. Spielberg. No, it's okay, we'll move on. What nationality is Liverpool player Virgil van...
You want me to answer that? You can't even pronounce it.
Is it
Virgil van Dijk?
Virgil van Dijk. That's what I meant to say, Tony. Just have a guess. I said, "What nationality is he?"
German.
No, he's Dutch.
Dutch. Now, I want you to give him one more question because the console games thing was just...
What video game console did Xbox make?
So give him one more for fairness.
What did I say?
You said what video game was the first to be
on the Microsoft.
On the Microsoft.
So Tony knew what I meant.
No, he didn't, obviously.
Yeah, I knew exactly what you meant.
Yeah, give him one more.
I'm just looking to see what you're going to... How we can go out on a...
Give me an easy one.
I'm looking, Tony.
All right, Tony.
God. Okay, I'm going to go with this one. Okay, Tony. Please, son, Tony. I speak about this a lot on the show. In what city did the events of Home Alone 2 take place? Where did he get lost?
New York.
Yay!
Well done.
Out on a high. Amazing.
Tony, do you know what? I love your outlook and your attitude and your approach. You made me smile. Why are you laughing?
Well, his outlook, he requested to be taken off the air
halfway through.
That's come on,
first.
Tony, you
in
don't
all
give
the
up.
Years, I've never had anyone ask halfway through to say, can I please leave now? So well done, show.
Tony, I'm so glad you stayed. I'm so glad you didn't go. We appreciate you, Tony.
Give
it up for Tony. Beat the bomb.
You won your daily prize, your afternoon tea.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, yes. Thanks, guys.
What did you want to ask?
I was going to say, can I go now?
Yeah, you can. You can go now. You've got important work to be doing today. Have a great day, Tony.
Beat
Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.